Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about shoplifting.
It's very bad. Don't do it, kids.
I knew it. I would have bet every amount of money that you're such an uptight person, you've never shoplifted.
I'm not uptight.
You
I'm
are.
A law-abiding citizen.
Right, you're a rule follower.
But I'll jaywalk.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, no. We Sometimes got a badass
I'll,
over
I'll
here.
Run with scissors.
Oh, not just dumb. No, I would not run with scissors.
Will you eat and then go swimming before an hour has gone by?
Yeah, did you know you're not supposed to brush your teeth within a certain amount of time of eating?
Because
it's
drinking
bad
coffee,
for
yeah.
your teeth.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, something
about the food and the acidity in it, and then you brush your teeth and it takes off the enamel.
She's got the smarts.
I have only heard that after if you puke, you're not supposed
that
to
too.
Do it. Because it's like,
but you're that's rubbing the acid
it's
around.
Super acidic.
Is brushing, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you don't want to brush your teeth afterwards?
Yeah, no, I'm saying like, yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and I think it's weird that you can't.
Or yeah, you're not supposed
it's frowned
to.
Upon.
It's like bad for you.
Here's the thing.
I've gotten us off the track.
We couldn't be farther off the track. We want to talk about shoplifting because Jesse Tyler Ferguson apparently once stole a porn mag.
Yep. And got caught?
Yep. He did get caught.
That's mortifying. Because not only are you stealing...
Yeah, getting caught stealing, like, you'd rather be caught stealing a Snickers because they're going to call your mom either way.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't say, oh, no, he did say 14 or 15. Okay.
Yeah. So this is the thing. We want to, I'd like to hear, like, I bet you everybody in this room has stolen something. Now, again, I just want to say this. We're not condoning it.
Also, no, I have not.
No, I'm saying everybody except you.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I'm not even, I know people probably think I'm a bad person. I'm not a bad person, but I went through a phase where it was just like, there's a little bit of.
So many kids did. It was like a weird thing you would do. And I don't understand why.
First off, we didn't have money. So.
Well, that makes me sad.
Once one of my friends stole like a necklace for his girlfriend, I was like, how'd you get that? I was like, oh, and then I went with him to the mall and he stole. And I was like, what? That was so easy. Like, I couldn't believe how easy it was
to
steal.
And you look so cool doing it too, man.
And so I did it. And I'm not proud of it.
Like, what'd you steal?
Earrings.
For a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then your girlfriend had to walk around wearing stolen
She didn't know they were stolen.
I know. Mm-hmm. You were lying to her. You just started a pattern of bad relationships.
I found a gold ring and I put it on my finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not on like the marriage finger or whatever, but I had it on one of my fingers. And then I went into Macy's and then I just shoved earrings on the same finger. So it just looked like a bigger gold ring on my finger. Like, you know what I mean? So they were just, and I was like, I took them off the little thing and went,
You're giving me PTSD because I was with my best friend at the mall once and she stole a ring and got caught. And the woman came running after us out of Claire's. And I was like, oh, no, I don't have anything. She said, not you, you, to my friend. And then I had to walk around the mall alone.
Not you, not Hermione.
Not me,
not Hermione. You're
Harry.
Sorry.
We
had Potter vibes.
And you just froze?
Because she's a rule follower. But look at her.
But Claire's employee, you're just like, oh. Bye. I don't.
What do you mean we froze? Yeah, she said, yo!
Yeah!
Stop those girls! You, Harry!
It's always the mall. Has anyone ever paid for anything at the mall?
No, that's the point.
It was just
also stole from Claire's.
Okay, we're going to get Aaron's story in a second. But like, again, I want to say we're not glorifying it, but like, we're just proving a point. Most of us.
It's very bad.
Of course it's bad. And we would never reward that behavior, but we want to hear your shoplifting story. 303-222-5423. Call that number, text that number.
It wasn't worth it anyways because I got away with it, but the necklace rusted so quickly.
That's what I'm saying. Like Aaron's, or I'm sorry, Erica's friend, Claire, you don't, as a Claire's employee, you don't even chase. It's worth $5.
Yeah, this was also so long ago that it's like, I don't know.
What, like, can you even prosecute?
She was also probably like 5 years older than us and was like, it's my job, you know?
Yeah.
She had to go to the mall prison.
It's not a prison.
The mall, it's still there.
There's Dementors.
The mall police room.
Okay.
I visit her sometimes.
No, I was not even like subtle with it. I had one of those tiny like mini backpacks. And I really wanted a necklace that had my initial on it because that was like all the rage. So I took an e-necklace, put my backpack on the ground, opened it up, threw it in there and like.
You weren't even subtle?
No.
And you didn't get caught and my friend did?
Because Aaron just looks like the wounded caribou. They just let her have it. They're like,
we're like, she needs that. She needs to be
bucks.
Cool.
It's going to rust out on her in like 3 days.
Yeah. I stole the one thing I stole. It was a tie clip. It was when we had to dress up on game days for basketball, and I wanted a tie clip, but it was like $40, and I'm not gonna pay for that. And I remember showing it to my mom, and she's like, "It's like $40, and we're not gonna pay for that." And so I just slid it off the thing, and
you shoplifted with your mom?
Yeah, yeah. And I told her too. I'm like, "If you're either gonna, I want it, so you gotta buy it, or I'm gonna steal it."
You told your mom?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of madman?
I'm like, I need this tie clip.
But did you need it or did you want it?
You wanted it.
No,
so
you don't need
it. Did she see you wearing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
She knew you stole it.
I think she kind of blocked it out. She's like, he's not gonna. And I'm like, I'm gonna. And I did.
You're
crazy. So, that's so rebellious.
Yeah. And I don't like using that word.
Yeah. Huh?
That's not good.
What? What's I can't believe because she had no part in it. She has.
Yeah,
like,
but my biggest fear from stealing is my mom finding out.
Yeah.
And you did it with your mom right there.
Because I was 17 or something. I was just old enough where I was like, I need a tie clip. And it was, again, it was $40. And I make the argument they should have secured it better. I just slid it off the little box. Just like you did the rings. Come on, you're on my side.
No,
I am not on your side.
None of you can yell at him.
Yes, I can.
I can yell at him.
That's so sad and true.
Yes.
Okay. Erica will yell at you when you call. But if you've stolen something, we want to hear what you got away with. If you don't want people to know, we have VD.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about shoplifting and the weird things you've stolen. It's very strange that we're not celebrating it, right?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
You're not? You guys aren't?
Can I just
say? What are we doing?
I think I ended a dude's military career.
What?
When I was running the like CD shop or whatever, I saw this dude. He was all jacked and like he shoved a CD down his pants, but it was like, and he's wearing a white t-shirt.
And you were like, I want to get some of that.
No, but like I could see. I looked at his white shirt and you could see Tiffany's face.
Who's Tiffany?
The artist?
I think we're alone now.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem... And I'm like, he's got Tiffany in his pants.
Right.
So then I got him busted and he starts crying and he's like, please don't turn me in. I'm like, I have to. And he's like, I'm leaving for the Navy in like 3 days. And then like he's like, they won't let me go if I have a pending criminal charge. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Wait,
but it's like,
I would feel horrible. I would have let him go.
Why don't you just try playing this Tiffany CD when you get there and see if they welcome you? Or either way, it's going to go bad for you, man.
John.
Yeah.
Shoplifting. What happened? John?
John?
Okay. We gave John a... Shauna?
Yeah.
Shoplifting. What'd you do?
So I was 8 years old and I stole 3 packs of cigarettes from the 7-Eleven.
You were 8?
Don't they keep them behind the people?
You know, well, back then they kept them up on the counter up front, right? And so I just popped off 3 of them when I was looking at the, like, bubble yum or whatever, and the guy didn't notice, and I got home and smoked the cigarettes in the park, and my friend ratted me out, and my cop dad took me back to the store and made me
cop
confess
dad?
And suggest that they arrested me at 8.
Why did you do that with a cop dad? Why would you do that?
At 8?
Because I had a cop dad.
Yeah.
You thought you wouldn't get in trouble.
I mean, you gotta rebel at some point. But like my mom pointed out that really the guy who worked there should be the one who should be in trouble for letting the 8-year-old steal cigarettes on the counter.
Yeah. Lawyer mom.
Yeah.
Dad, lawyer mom.
That's literally my life. My dad was a sheriff, my mom's a lawyer.
And did you steal cigarettes when you were 8 years
cigarettes.
Old? Right, that's true.
The Claire's
things.
Necklace thing.
That's crazy.
I just don't understand the desire of an 8-year-old to smoke either.
Or
anyone, you know.
Right.
The look on Erica's face is just like your jaw can't get more open. You're appalled.
Thank you for your honesty, Shauna. Zach?
Yeah.
Shoplifting, what'd you steal?
I stole a Patagonia jacket.
It's a high-priced item.
It is.
How'd you get out with it?
Okay, so I got to tell you this story. I walk into the store. I'm not going to tell you which story. But it's at this mall that I always go to, and I went to Target before this, so I had, like, a Target bag, and I walk in, and I shove this jacket in my bag, and this bag is, like, overflowing with, like, this puffy, like, Patagonia jacket, and I was so scared, and I walk out, and there's these 2 security, like, cops, I don't know if they're cops or, like, security, and they were following me, and I was so scared. I went to the bathroom and I just hid in there for like an hour. It was the scariest thing ever. And funny story, I still have the jacket and I have never worn it since.
Oh,
because you're too afraid? Kinda. He's got a good story.
He's not. He had to hide in the bathroom for an hour. It wasn't worth it.
You should donate it.
Yeah.
Let it have a good,
I mean,
good
at
juju
this point,
on it.
I really should, you know, just give back to the community.
What size is it?
Yeah. Parker.
It's a large.
It's a large? So, I'll buy it from you. Yeah.
If you want,
I'll trade you some packs
jacket.
Of cigarettes for it.
Thank you for the call, Zach. Why didn't they bust him? I don't understand why they didn't bust him.
I don't know.
They followed him. Like,
Maybe they needed a
pause. Oh. Megan?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi. Shoplifting. What'd you do?
When I was like about 4 or 5, my mom used to put me in those little Cindy Brady little dresses that had the little matching, like, panty things. And my brother packed me into, little bloomers.
Does this have anything to do with the shoplifting, or are you just trying to paint a picture?
a little bit. But my brother talked me into stealing a candy bar. And since I had those little things on, he told me just to put them in my underwear. And so I stole the candy bar and I put it in my underwear, and we got back out to our little station wagon. And when we got into the car, we got into the back and we took it out. We started to eat it, but it was all melted from being in my underwear.
Why does he get a cut? What did he do?
He was the planner. He's the mastermind.
He said, stick it in your pants.
The planner always gets a cut.
Lawyer brother.
Colton?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shoplifting, what'd you steal?
Well, it really wasn't shoplifting, but when I was about like 11, 12, I ended up taking a sheriff's golf cart and I accidentally crashed it through a garage door.
You were 11 or 12?
Yeah, my parents were pretty pissed off at me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.